There was a time when Norwich and the rest of Norfolk was overrun by skid kids. It seemed every city, suburb, town and village had a team with an exotic name, from the Aces to the Wildcats. A whole generation of boys were climbing on their bikes, mostly homemade, and turning into cycle speedway stars. Norfolk had some of the best and fastest young riders in the land. They wore their names on their vests, bobs, usually made by mums and sisters, with such pride, and they became local heroes. These were the years following the end of the Second World War, when times were hard. There was little spare cash for pocket money and no television. Young people needed a purpose in life, and Cycle Speedway did just that. One of the most hard-working and popular riders around, who devoted much of his early life to Cycle Speedway and was manager of the Norfolk team, was Michael Coleman, also a founder member of the Swixworth Comets, who has died aged 85. They became so successful, a second team with the wonderful name of Swixworth Spooks was formed. One of his fellow riders, Jeff Woods, said he was a tireless worker on the cycle speedway scene. I am sure those who knew Mike saw him as a very quiet, unassuming man who gave us many hours and hours of pleasure during those difficult post-war years. Not only did Michael form the Comets, he was a leading light behind the formation in 1954 of the North East Norfolk League, which included teams such as the Upgate Aces, Cawston Kangaroos, Wood Bastwick Aces, and Itchingham Lions. The tapes, the starting gates, were quite primitive, with the gate consisting of a piece of elastic passed through a hole in a 50-gallon drum. The starter sat on the drum and released the elastic at the given signal. Michael was also the manager of the brilliant Norfolk Cycle Speedway team, which included the likes of Trevor the Hedgehopper Hedge and Cyril Atkins, who went on to be proper speedway riders. His late wife Margaret helped with the administration of the club, and Mike was also organising trips to Wembley to see those who the skid kids regarded as their heroes, the speedway riders of the Furs in Norwich. After his riding days were over, he continued as club secretary and treasurer and produced a magazine called Skid. Michael was born in Swixworth in 1931. He went to Old Catton Primary School in 1936 and moved to Sproulston Central School in 1942, leaving in 1945, just before his 14th birthday. He got a job as a trainee cabinet maker at North Height Cabinet Works, Norvayam Furniture Works, in Higham Street, Norwich. A few years later, he was called up for national service and became a nursing orderly with the Royal Medical Corps. After training, he was part of the hospital staff on troop ships all over the world. His son, Robert, said he was asked to stay on as a regular, but would have been land-based, which didn't interest him. His 2 short years in the army left a lifetime legacy of a love of ocean liners and medical matters. Back in Civvy Street, he married his close neighbour, Margaret Tunmore, at St Peter's Church, Spixworth, in 1954. Margaret died last May. They had been married for more than 61 years. Michael left the cabinet works in 1955 and took a job at Grange Farm, Spixworth, doing estate and maintenance work. 10 years later, he took charge of the team, and he stayed at the farm until 1992. He was a talented builder, always ready to help others.